we interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecticut Sausage, Hafford EMS, Lasard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
We welcome you inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on Jackson Churio bobblehead night at the ballpark and the penultimate game of the 2024 regular season. It's the Biloxi Shuckers who have already wrapped up the wild card spot in the South Division. They're at 65-68 on the season, 35-31 in the second half against a team that is playing its final two games ever in the Mississippi Braves, 62-72, 31-35 here in the second half. They'll wrap up as a franchise tomorrow before moving to Columbus, Georgia for the 2025 season. Javik White alongside you as we get you set for first pitch at 6.05 p.m. Central Time. Not only is it Jackson Churio bobblehead night, it is also Hispanic Heritage Night at the ballpark. The Shuckers and the M-Braves came together for a really special moment with the Hispanic players on both sides, all of them holding the flags of their native country on the first base side. A really special moment pregame as we get set for first pitch. Shuckers last night fell by a 7-0 final, but again, a game that does not matter. The Shuckers, all they need to worry about is getting set, getting ready, and getting healthy for Tuesday at home against the Montgomery Biscuits in Game 1 of the Southern League Division Series. 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the M-Braves. No runs, 4 hits, and an error for the Shuckers. Shuckers enter today with the lefty Adam Seminaris on the hill. They'll go up against the righty in Ian Mejia. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for today's pregame interview, where we are joined by the only member of the Shuckers rostered staff that we have not spoken to yet this year. It is Tech Ops intern Sean Gilmartin. We talked to Sean about what his day-to-day is like, the importance of video in minor league baseball in 2024, how he interacts throughout with everybody in the organization, and a whole lot more. All comes your way next for a kid who first job out of college is working in minor league baseball. Quite the fun conversation. It comes your way next right here on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Penultimate game of the regular season. As we welcome you back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, it's the Shuckers and the M-Braves getting set for a 6:05 first pitch here at Keesler Federal Park. Welcome you back inside. It's time for late pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by the Brewers Tech Ops intern who's been with the Shuckers all season long. It is Sean Gilmartin. Sean, appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me, Javik. Happy to be here.
We've spent a lot of time together on visiting radio booths this year. You've been up there with me on the road. We've spent a lot of time together. Finally get you on air to talk about what you do. And there's a lot, whether it's you're up there in the booth on road and home games, tagging all the pitches that guys are throwing, whether it's getting video down in the bullpen, whether it's in BP, in the cages, it's everything. What does your day-to-day look like and what you do?
Yeah, so on a daily basis, I assist in data collection throughout both the hitting and pitching side. I'll usually be out here for a pitcher stretch, set up all of our tech that we use to collect the data. I'm down here with the guys for all their bullpens, every pitch that they throw, I'm out there. And then on the hitting side, I set up the same thing, all the tech in the cages, get that prep for the guys. And just pretty much assist in tagging, whether it's pitch types, things like that. And after that, usually get prepped for the game, set up all my cameras for the game, head up to the booth, whether it's home or road, if I'm alone at home, or if it's with you on the road. I'll be up there, and I essentially score the game while it's going on, tagging each pitch, creating a timestamp for every pitch, and then after the game, I sync up all my cameras and essentially cut the game up pitch by pitch. And it's a lengthy process, but I like to think that I've gotten it down by now.
There's a lot that goes into your job. You just went through it. And most people who hear tech ops intern are like, what in the world is that? But in minor league baseball, and especially baseball in 2024, video is so important. And I know you have a lot of guys that are needing videos, whether it's a bullpen, whether they're trying out a new pitch on the mound. Just how important is getting that video and getting that data over towards the coaching staff, over towards the players on a daily basis?
Yeah, I think you really touched on it there at the end. I think there's a good amount of utility for it, both on the coaching side and the player side. Anytime one of our guys, pitcher or hitter, sees a pitch in the box or throws a pitch off the mound, I get that video to them the day after in the game. Our coaches really look at various angles of video that I capture for helping out with player development, things along those lines, and especially in the bullpens. I record every pitch that the guys throw from a few different angles, and we definitely take those things into account, or the coaching staff takes those things into account when doing outing reviews or things like that. So, yeah.
And you mentioned it. It is something that helps player development. And just because you're working here in Biloxi and capturing video here in Biloxi does not mean that only the coaching staff in Biloxi or the players in Biloxi are watching it. It is something that everybody's watching from the top down, whether it's guys like August Fagerstrom, who we talked from earlier this year, even Tom Flanagan up at his position up in the top of the organization. What's it like working in the Brewers organization and using that video, and you're collecting that and having it shared around the organization to what the Brewers are hoping to help get these guys better and help get them to the big leagues?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very fortunate to be in the spot that I am. And as you said, although I have been with the Shuckers all season, I do not only work with the people here, like you said, whether it's August Fagerstrom in the player information department, my bosses, everybody in the tech ops department, there are a lot of moving parts, and whether they're in Arizona or on the road visiting here or at another affiliate, there definitely has to be an open line of communication, because if I need to reach out, I need to be able to get in contact with them. But yeah, it is we do have a lot of people who come in and rove and visit for a week or two with us in Biloxi, and anytime somebody's here, I always try to pick their brain, get some feedback on what I'm doing, see what I can improve, because they've been doing it for a lot longer than I have.
You also have the tag of doing all this while probably being the youngest video guy in all of minor league baseball, because, well, you had to take some time off during one of our road trips because you graduated college. First off, congratulations on getting your degree. But what's it been like hopping into the tech ops side and hopping into professional baseball as your first job out of college, which is just incredible?
Well, thank you. Thank you on the congratulations on the graduation. Proud UNC graduate, go Heels. It has been a little bit of a wild ride. I was very fortunate to be able to step away and go actually graduate college, something that I've been working on for the past 4 years. It is a little bit of a wild ride, definitely on the younger side. All of our other tech ops interns are just about my age, but it has been funny. Pretty cool first job out of college or in college at the beginning of the season. Like I said earlier, I'm very fortunate to be in the position that I am, and I've definitely realized that throughout the season. You can't take anything for granted, so, yeah.
What's it been like being around this team throughout the year? Is there one big moment? And obviously the betting favorite would probably be Thursday after clinching the playoff spot. But what's it been like being around these guys and being around this team this season and with the surge that they've had here in the second half going into the playoffs?
Yeah, absolutely. I love this team. I've loved my time in Biloxi. Had never been here before April 1st. And after being here for the past 5-6 months or so, I can honestly say that I've loved every minute of it. Loved the coaching staff. Loved the players. Had a great time with them. Like you said, Thursday probably does take the cake for my favorite moment of the season. I'm sure there's a few moments we've had up in the booth, whether it's something funny you've heard on air or listening to Rocketeer in Birmingham. That was always a good one. But yeah, it's been a great time here in Biloxi, and obviously Thursday was a lot of fun, but season's not over, so I'm looking forward to helping these guys finish strong, doing everything I can.
Yeah, and hopefully there's a couple more of those very, very, very fun celebrations in the next couple of weeks. Sean, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, David. Go Shockers.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shockers and Braves coming your way next.
Join the Shockers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shockers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shockers box office and BiloxiShockers.com.
The 3-2 pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Grand slam, Brock Wilkin, and it's 9-1. Back up the middle, Zamora ranges over, slides, gets it at short, fires the first in time. Third base side, Wilkin backhands it into foul territory, pirouettes, fires the first, Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Aker comes home, tip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's 5 in a row.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
And drives it in the right, down, ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero, Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Hola y bienvenidos a Estadio Kirchner Federer para un partido con los Bravos de Mississippi y los Shuckers de Biloxi. It is Hispanic Heritage Night at the ballpark as we welcome you to Biloxi, Mississippi, as the Biloxi Shuckers ready to finish out their regular season. Two games to go in the regular season slate. They've wrapped up a playoff spot, 35-31 in the second half. 65-68 overall, while the Mississippi Braves 31-35 in the second half, 62-72 on the year. They have been eliminated from playoff contention. Checkers send the lefty Adam Seminars to the hill. He's 1-7 with a 5.79 ERA on the season. Today is his 25th appearance and 10th start of the season. He's gone 73 innings, 22 walks, 72 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 311 against him. He faces an M-Braves lineup that is signed by manager Angel Flores. It is the switch hitter Cal Conley in the leadoff spot. Cody Milligan, the center fielder, bats second. The designated hitter, David McKay, bats third. Ethan Workinger is in the fourth spot. Adam Zabrowski bats fifth. In the sixth spot, it is Bryson Horn. And the lineup rounds out with the third baseman, Keyshawn Ogins, the second baseman, Cade Bunnell, and the right fielder, Brandon Parker. It's the Shuckers and the Embraves for the second to last time ever. Tomorrow marks the final game in Mississippi Braves franchise history. The Shuckers trying to get a win going into that series finale, a chance to win their 10th series of the year. Adam Seminars faces the left-handed hitting Cody Milligan as we're set to get underway at Kiesler Federal Park. The first pitch misses low. And the count goes to a ball and no strikes. We're officially underway. 6:06 p.m. Central Time. It is 86 degrees and a gorgeous night. Seminars fires and it's rolled to short. Murray at short gobbles it up, takes a step, fires to Martinez at first. One up, one down, and it brings up the lefty, Cody Milligan. Xavier Warren is the third baseman today. Ethan Murray is at short. Casey Martin is at second. And Ernesto Martinez Jr. commands first. Darian Miller's behind the plate. And the outfield from left to right, Lamar Sparks, Adam Hull, and Connor Scott. Milligan digs in from the left side against the lefty Seminars. One out, nobody on. Now the pitch. Smacked right side of the infield. Martin to his right, and it's by him into right center for a base hit. Well, quickly, three pitches in, two batters have already come up to the plate. Cody Milligan's extended his hit streak to six in a row, and he's now reached base in seven straight. Brings up the switch hitter, David McCabe. One out, nobody on. We are just underway in the top of the first inning. 82 degrees and mostly cloudy today in Biloxi. Seminars delivers. McCabe takes off. No, it's a called strike one. And Seminars gets ahead in the count. A little bit of a delayed called strike one. But McCabe falls behind in the count. He's sitting 127 this year, 273 OBP. The 0-1 delivery is topped foul. Third base side, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. Seminars makes just his fourth appearance of the year against the M-Braves. Last time out was in Game 2 of a doubleheader at home in early August. He went 4 2/3 innings and struck out seven. It was a season high. Check over to first. Milligan caught leaning towards second. Martinez grabs it, fires to Martin towards second. Back to Martinez. He grabs it, fires to Murray, who covers second, and he slaps the tag on Milligan. 1-3-4. One, three, four, three, six. Scotty Berkowitz, the official scorer, having a two out. A lot of numbers there. But it is a 1-3, 4-3-6 caught stealing. And now two away in a 1-2 count to David McCabe. Seminars delivers. McCabe chops it over Seminars' head, back up the middle. Backhanded by Martin in front of second. And he fires to first in time. No runs, one hit, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through a half inning. And we're scoreless. The righty Ian Mejia goes to work when we come back on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We're to the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers and M-Braves are scoreless. As the righty Ian Mejia gets the start for the M-Braves, 7-7 with a 3.66 ERA, 23 appearances and 22 starts. He's thrown 118 innings, 54 walks, 118 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .235 against him. Shuckers lineup is signed by Fidel Pena. Darren Miller's in the leadoff spot. Connor Scott bats in the two hole. Brock Wilkin bats third, and Ernesto Martinez Jr. bats in the four spot. All righty, Mejia set to deliver home, and he fires his first pitch. It's a called strike at the top of the zone, and we are off and running in the bottom of the first. The 0-1 delivery. Miller pops it up. Out behind third. Ogun's the third baseman is into foul territory. He's called off at the last moment by his shortstop, Cal Conley, who makes the catch and retires Miller for the first out. Keyshawn Ogun's is at third. Cal Conley at short. Kane Bunnell at second. And Bryson Horn at first. Adam Zabrowski's doing the catching in the outfield from right to left. Brandon Parker, Cody Milligan, and Ethan Workinger. Connor Scott digs in. The pitch for Mejia misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Scott is hitting .216 this season, four homers, 29 driven in, and a .273 OBP. The 1-0 delivery. Scott takes up and away, and the count goes to 2-0. Scott made his way back into the lineup for the first time in over a week yesterday as the pitch is chopped first base side. Couple of hops to Horn. He gobbles it up thigh high and takes it to the bag himself. Quickly two away, and it brings up the righty Brock Wilkin. Wilkin's hitting .202 this season, 17 homers and 51 driven in. We are scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Two out, nobody on. The pitch. Wilkin takes low, and the count goes to a ball and no strikes. Mejia, born in Nogales, Arizona, 24-year-old, now native of Tucson, Arizona, 6'3", 205-pound righty. And he fires home. Wilkin taps it foul. And the count evens 1-1. Two out, nobody on. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Mejia out of the windup. Delivers. It's a called strike two. Right in the inside corner, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch. Wilkin drives it out to right center. Milligan and Parker both back on it. Parker under it, and he makes the catch. It is a 1-2-3 bottom of the first from the Shuckers, and we head to the second on Hispanic Heritage Night. We're scoreless through an inning on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
Alrighty, Ethan Workinger leads things off in the second for the M-Braves against the lefty Adam Seminaris. We're scoreless into the second. And the lefty Seminaris delivers home to the righty. First pitch is a called strike one on the outside corner. And we're off and running here in the second. It was a 1-2-3 first inning with a little help on a pickoff from Seminaris. The pitch misses low. And the count evens 1-1. Cody Milligan tried to steal second. He's trying to pick up his 39th stolen base of the year as he's trying to get to 40 stolen bases before the end of the year, but he was cut down on a phone number rundown. The 1-1 delivery misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. Workinger this year is hitting 211 with 11 driven in. The 2-1 dribbled foul, and the count goes to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and nobody out. The pitch, Workinger takes away, and the count goes full. The 3-2 pitch, lifted foul, two hops off the sidewall third base side. And the count's at 3-2. It's a great crowd at the ballpark tonight. Jack Centurio bobblehead giveaway tonight. The 3-2 pitch. Workinger takes just off the inside corner. And it's 4. Workinger reaches. And it brings up the right-handed hitting Adam Zabrowski. One on. Nobody out. We're scoreless in the top of the second inning. Zabrowski digs in, hitting .229 this year with a .302 OBP. The pitch lifted out to right. Scott is back on it towards the warning track. He reaches up and flags it down, one away, and it brings up the lefty Bryson Horn. Horn bats from the left side against the lefty Seminaris. .232 hitter this year with a team high 44 driven in and a .286 OBP. Seminaris delivers. Chopped up the middle. Martin to his right dives and it's under his mitt and squibs into center. Workinger goes first to third. Horn's on with a single. A great attempt from Martin at second. Went full extension, and it just tipped off his mitt. Now runners at the corners with one away for the righty, Keyshawn Ogans. Darren Miller's out from behind home plate and gives out a couple of first and third signals to the infield. Horn's at first. Workinger is at third. And the righty Ogans digs in. We're scoreless in the top of the second. Seminars delivers. It's a called strike on the inside corner. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. The umpires switch things around today in the rotation to set things up for the couple of guys who are going to be part of the playoffs in the umpiring crews. The 0-1 pitch. Ogans lifts it over Warren's mitt at third, and it's in the left for a base hit. Workinger scores. Horn takes a hard turn around second and puts on the brakes. It is an RBI single for Ogans. And here in the top of the second, it's a 1-0 M-Braves lead. Just to finish up that note on the umpiring crew, it was originally supposed to be Brian Van Racken behind the plate, Caleb Martin at first, and Jalen Goodman at third, but to get ready for the playoffs, Caleb Martin's behind the plate, Brian Van Racken is at third, and Jalen Goodman is the first base umpire. Four-man crews for umpires for the playoffs. The pitch to the lefty, Cade Bunnell, is a called strike on the outside corner. Checkers will get things going on Tuesday at home against the Montgomery Biscuits. Reminder, you can still get your tickets. BiloxiShuckers.com is your best way to get them. The 0-1 pitch to Bunnell. He takes low and away, and the count evens 1-1. Bunnell sitting 161 this season with a 318 OBP. Lefty Seminars, check second, now deals. Bunnell takes low and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Horn's at second, Ogans is at first. The pitch home, smacked foul back to the screen, and the count evens 2-2. One nothing Mississippi in the top of the second. Seminars checks second. Now delivers. Called strike three. Sinker on the outside corner at 90 miles an hour. Seminars picks up his first strikeout of the day. He gets Bunnell looking. And now two out with two on for the righty, Brandon Parker. Brandon Parker grew up not too far from Biloxi, a Soshe, Mississippi native. He's hitting 198 this season, 264 OBP. Lefty Seminars delivers. Swing and a miss. Ties him up with a sinker on the inside corner at 89. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Lefty Seminars comes set. Now the pitch. Misses up and in. And the count evens 1-1. Parker was originally drafted in the 10th round of the 2019 draft at a Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College. The 1-1 delivery misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. Parker was a star for 2 years at MGCCC, 99 games played, 38 homers, a .394 average, and an OPS above 1,300. The 2-1 delivery nubbed foul back to the screen, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and two away. Seminars come set. Now delivers. Parker drives it deep to left. Sparks is back, and it is way gone. It's a three-run shot for Parker. It's his third homer of the series, and it is a 4-0 M-Braves lead. Parker touches home off the bat at 98 miles an hour. It goes 380 feet. And the M-Braves have a four spot here in the second. It's Parker's ninth homer of the year. He's up to 29 driven in. And the switch hitter, Cal Connolly, digs in from the right side against the lefty. Seminars delivers. Connolly takes low and inside, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery is a called strike on the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Conley 0-for-1 today. The pitch, swing and a miss, goes fishing on a slider low at 83, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, and two away. But the Seminars come set. Now the pitch. Hit on a couple of hops to Martin. It handcuffs him, and it gets into center. It is an E4 on Martin. That was off the bat at 100 miles an hour. Conley reaches. Four runs already in the inning for the M-Braves as the Shuckers bullpen starts to get moving. And it is Chase Costello who grabs the baseball. Lefty Cody Milligan digs in. Seminara steals. It misses up and in. And the count goes to a ball and no strikes. Milligan single back in the first inning. One of four hits today for the M-Braves. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Seminars come set at the belt. Checker's infield has shifted towards first. Check over to first. Connolly's back in time. He's a big-time speed threat. 42 stolen bases in 52 attempts this year. Check over to first. Connolly back in time again. And that is the second disengagement used by Seminaris. Costello continues to get warm. Already four runs in the inning. Four runs off of three hits and an error. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to two balls and a strike. M-Braves yesterday won 7-0, seven runs on eight hits. They lead it 4-0 here. Seminars deals, and it misses away. Count goes to three balls and one strike. Seminars come set. Now delivers. Chopped foul first base side, right by first base coach Luis Huguetto. And all the way down to the Shuckers bullpen where Will Childers picks it up, hands it off to a kid. And the count's full with two away. Cal Conley at first will be off with the pitch. Seminar is about to throw his 38th pitch of the night. It comes home. Conley off the second. It's smacked out to deep right center. Scott is back on it. It's over his head, and it one hops the wall. Hall collects it. Conley rounds third and comes home. Milligan's into second with an RBI double, and it's a 5-0 M-Braves lead. Milligan drives in his 38th run of the year. Off the bat at 105 miles an hour. And the switch hitter, David McCabe, now digs in from the right side. That brings out Checkers catcher Darian Miller. As a reminder, fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. It's a lengthy conversation right now between Miller and Seminaris. It's a 5-0 M-Braves lead. Miller is back behind the plate and ready to go. Milligan's at second, and McCabe digs in. The pitch misses low. Miller plaques it up, deflects up the first baseline, and the count goes to a ball with no strikes. McCabe's 0 for 1. He's the ninth batter to hit in the inning. The M-Braves batted around in the sixth inning yesterday when they scored 4 runs. The 1-0 delivery misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Costello continues to warm. Now the 2-0 delivery. Chop third base side and foul. And the count goes to 2 balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike, and two away. Seminars comes set. Now delivers. McCabe tips it off Miller and back to the screen. And the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCabe digs back in, very back of the right-handed box. Seminars comes set. Now delivers. McCabe swings and lifts it over Warren's head at third and into left for a base hit. Milligan rounds third and comes home. Sparks picks it up and fires it in towards second. It is an RBI single for McCabe. The M-Braves have put up 6 in the second, and they lead it 6-0. Checkers manager Fidel Pena is at the very top step of the dugout. Now he comes out. McCabe drives in his 9th run of the year. And the Shuckers go to the bullpen. It is a 6-0 M-Braves lead. And Chase Costello is set to enter. We're back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
We welcome you back to Kiesler Federal Park in Biloxi. Adam Seminaris is out of the game after an inning and two-thirds. It's a six-run second inning for the M-Braves, and they've batted around. Righty Ethan Workinger leads off he led off the frame. He's now up again. It is a 6-0 M-Braves lead. Six runs on five hits and an error this inning. David McCabe is off first, and Righty Costello delivers. It's a fastball at 91. And it's a called strike one. Costello makes his third appearance with the Shuckers. 3 2/3 scoreless innings so far with three walks and five strikeouts. The 0-1 delivery. Chopped up the middle. Martin charges it second. Grabs it in front of the bag. Fires over the umpire. And one hops it into Martinez's mitt at first. And that ends the inning. But the M-Braves score six runs on five hits, one error, and one runner left on base. We're through an inning and a half, and it is 6-0 M-Braves on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Ernesto Martinez Jr. digs in for the Shuckers from the left side against the righty Ian Mejia. It's a 6-0 M-Braves lead, the bottom of the second inning. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-0 delivery. Martinez takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Righty Mejia delivers. Martinez pops it foul behind home plate now to play, and the count goes to 1-2. Martinez hitting .282 this season, 13 homers and 62 driven in, with a team best 831 OPS. The 1-2 delivery. Martinez chops it up the middle, right to the shortstop. Connolly waits for it behind second, gathers and fires to first, and it retires Martinez for the first out. The pitch to the righty, Lamar Sparks is chopped third base side. Ogins over towards the line, backhands it, spins and fires to first. It's not in time. Sparks beats it out, and it deflects out of Horn's mitt. Sparks singles, and that extends his hit streak to three straight. Hall digs in from the right side. He's hitting 261 this season. The righty Mejia delivers. Swing and a miss, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. The pitch. Broken bat grounder back to the mound. Mejia grabs it, looks towards first, fires a strike, and retires Hall for the second out. Sparks moves to second. And now two away for the righty Ethan Murray. The righty Mejia delivers. Misses low and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Murray, 181 hitter this year with a 278 OBP. The 1-0 delivery. It's a slider, and it's a called strike. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike, and two away. The righty Mejia against the righty Murray. 6-0 M Braves here in the bottom of the second. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. And the count evens 2-2. Mejia set at the belt, check second, now delivers. Murray drives it deep down the right field line. Parker looks at it, and it is foul. One hop. And down the service tunnel, count stays at 2-2. That foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Two balls, two strikes, and two away. The pitch, swing and a miss. Slider at 86, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. The end of the third, 6-0 M Braves on the Biloxi Shuckers.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport.
For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Zabrowski leads things off for the M Braves as we move to the third inning. It is a 6-0 M Braves lead over the Shuckers. Righty Chase Costello is into his first full inning on the hill. So he faced one batter to finish off the second. First pitch of the third is a fastball, and that's a called strike at the top of the zone. Costello came in for the starter Adam Seminars, who went an inning and two-thirds, gives up 6 runs on 6 hits. The 0-1. Rolled to short. Murray charges, gloves, takes a step, fires to first. It's in time. Zabrowski's retired for the first out. One out, nobody on. The lefty Bryson Horn digs in. It's a 6-0 M Braves lead in the third inning. Costello delivers. Horn dribbles it foul, third base side, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. The big thing for Costello is sort of wiffle ball changeup. Moves a lot towards the outside corner. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Sinker at 93. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, and one away. Now the pitch. Misses inside, almost gets Horn. And the count evens at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch misses low, and the count goes full. The 3-2 pitch. Horn tips it foul back to the screen, and the count stays full. And foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167. The 3-2 delivery. Horn drives it foul, third base side and out of play. And the count stays full. Horn singled last inning. Came around to score on the 3-run homer from Brandon Parker. The 3-2 pitch. Rolled left side of the infield and threw right between Warren and Murray. And Horn has singles in back-to-back innings. Brings up the righty Keyshawn Ogans. It is 6-0 M Braves. Ogans also singled back in the second inning. 1-for-1 today. Digs in from the right side. Righty Costello comes set. Now the pitch. It's a called strike at the knees. A changeup at 81. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. The way his changeup moves for Costello, it's almost like he's throwing a left-handed sweeper. 19 inches of run back towards the inside corner. The 0-1 pitch misses away, and the count evens 1-1. It was another changeup that time at 81. Horn is at first. One out, one on, 6-0 M-Braves in the top of the third inning. The 1-1 delivery. Hit on one hop, speared by Murray at short, goes to second for one. Martin to first, it's in time, and a double play. It's a Doubletree double play. Just steps away from beaches, casinos, and the ballpark. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot. First day on the coast. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 2.5. 6-0 M-Braves on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Xavier Warren, a switch hitter, digs in from the left side against the righty Ian Mejia. It's a 6-0 M-Braves lead as we move to the last of the third. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Mejia's faced one over the minimum through two. Lamar Sparks got a single in the second. The 0-1 pitch to Warren. Misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Warren's hitting 208 this season. 11 homers, 52 driven in, and a 310 OBP. The 1-1 pitch. Misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-1. 6 runs on 7 hits tonight for the M-Braves. All 6 runs came in the second inning. Half of those came on a 3-run homer from Brandon Parker, his third of the series. The 3-1 delivery. Warren drives it out to deep right. Parker is back on it into the alleyway. Milligan's back as well, and he makes the catch about 2 steps shy of the wall in right center. And it's a deep flyout for Xavier Warren. One away, and the righty Casey Martin now digs in. Martin digs in, very back of the right-handed box. Righty Mejia delivers home. It's a called strike on the inside corner. And Mejia jumps ahead, 0-1. Martin sitting 156 this year between AA Redding and the Phillies organization and here in Biloxi. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike two. It's a sinker at 92, and the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Cutter on the outside corner at 89. Second strikeout of the day for Mejia. And it brings up the top of the order and the lefty Darian Miller. It's a 6-0 M-Braves lead over the Shuckers. Two out. Nobody on in the bottom of the third inning. Mejia delivers. Miller shows bunt, places it up the third baseline. Ogans was playing back, charges in, and Miller is called out. Home plate umpire Caleb Martin says Miller made contact with the baseball outside of the batter's box. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. It was a drag bunt from Miller, and his foot must have been out of the box. We head to the fourth. It's a 6-0 M Braves lead on the Shockers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kivette Street in Biloxi.
We head to the top of the fourth inning. It is a 6-0 M Braves lead over the Shuckers, and the righty Chase Costello is back to work. We have gone deep into the rule book to figure out what the exact terminology is, as Darian Miller was called out trying to drag bunt his way on in the bottom of the third inning. He stepped on home plate and outside of the batter's box when attempting to bunt, which means you're out. But it is officially ruled batter's interference. Actually, check that. It is called illegal action that rules Miller out. So illegal action ends the third. I think that's the first time I've ever written that down in a scorebook. The lefty Cade Bunnell digs in. Now the pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. The ready Costello delivers. Misses up and in, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 delivery, swing and a miss. Change up at 82. And the count goes to 2-2. But now 0-1 today, struck out looking on a fastball back in the second. The 2-1 pitch misses low and inside, and the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 pitch misses away, and it is a 5-pitch walk. Brings up the righty Brandon Parker. He's already recorded a 3-run homer today. It's his third homer of the series. He's now 4-for-8 this week with 3 homers and 8 driven in. The righty Costello delivers to the righty Parker. It's a called strike at the knees on a changeup at 82. It's a 6-0 M Braves lead over the Shuckers. One on. Nobody out in the top of the fourth inning. The pitch. Parker swings and misses. Another changeup at 81. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Parker digs back in. No balls, two strikes, and nobody out. Costello comes set at the letters. Now deals. Parker takes up and away. A changeup at 81. And the count goes to 1-2. Costello, very much a winding college career. Played at three different schools. LSU, Stetson, and then St. Thomas, an NAIU school in Florida. The 1-2 delivery. Tapped foul back to the screen. And the count stays at 1-2. St. Thomas in Florida. Not to be confused with St. Thomas in Minnesota, a Division I school that plays in the Summit League. St. Thomas, an NAIA school, which is the same college organization that Central Methodist is. That's where Nick Merkel went to school. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Gets him to fan on a changeup at 83. And Parker's down on strikes. One out, one on. And the switch hitter, Cal Conley, steps up to the plate. It's back to the top of the order. He digs in from the left side against the righty Costello. 0-for-2 tonight as a right-handed bat. Reached on an error and grounded out to short. One out, one on. 6-0 M Braves in the fourth. The pitch. Dribbled out in front of home plate. Miller charges out, grabs it, fires to first on the run. It is in time. It wasn't a bunt. But it went about as far as a bunt. The hit distance on the Hawkeye tracking 3 feet. The put out goes 2-3. Now two outs and a runner on second for the lefty Cody Milligan. Milligan 2-for-2 tonight with a single and an RBI double. The righty Costello comes set. Now delivers. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Milligan's 2-for-2 tonight with an RBI, and he's halfway to the cycle. A single in the first and an RBI double. And it was off the bat at 105 in the second. Part of the six-run M Braves second. 6 runs on 5 hits that inning. Costello checks second. Now delivers. Fouled back, and the count evens 1-1. Costello delivers. Swing and a miss. Flutters in a changeup at 82. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, and two away. Costello deals. Wide out to left. Sparks charges in on it towards the foul line. He makes the catch, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 3.5, and it is 6-0 M Braves on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
That's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Mejia is out for his fourth inning on the hill. After Darian Miller was retired and what we've looked up and has been called a legal action for making contact with the ball while his foot was out of the batter's box with a drag bunt to try and get on. Connor Scott digs in from the left side. 6-0 Embraves. And the pitch from Mejia comes home. Scott drives it out to left center. Milligan over towards left center. Gives way to the left fielder Workinger, who stands under him. And he makes the catch. 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Brock Wilkin digs in from the right side. It's a 6-0 Embraves lead in the bottom of the fourth. The righty Mejia delivers. Righty Wilkin takes up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. Wilkin 0-for-1 tonight. Fletcher right back in the first inning. The 1-0 delivery. Wilkin takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. Nick Merkel's starting to get warm in the Shuckers bullpen. The 2-0 delivery. Wilkin takes away, and the count goes to 3-0. Merkel, a guy who spent some time in the Shuckers starting rotation, has also spent a majority of the season in the bullpen. The 3-0 is a called strike in the outside corner, a fastball at 92, and the count goes to 3-1. So Merkel's a guy who the Shuckers hope can get them at least 4 innings out of the pen. We're in the bottom of the fourth right now. The 3-1 pitch misses off the inside corner. It's a 5-pitch walk. And Wilkin reaches. One on, one out, and it brings up the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. Martinez 0-for-1 tonight with a ground out to short. That was back in the second inning. Embraves infield shifts towards first with the lefty up. Now the pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. Martinez is 0-for-1 tonight, grounded out to short back in the second inning. Mejia delivers. Martinez drives it towards deep center. Milligan back on it. It tails towards left center. He reaches out and runs it down. Makes the catch before he smacks into the wall. Wilkin jogs back to first. And now two away for the righty Lamar Sparks. It's a 6-0 Embraves lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. Sparks says the Shuckers' only hit of the night. It was an infield single back in the second. The pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. It's a slider at 82. The pitch. Sparks takes up and in. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Short lead off first for Wilkin. Horn holds him on. Mejia delivers. Sparks breaks his bat, wears it behind second. Bunnell backpedals, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the fifth. 6-0 Embraves on the Shuckers.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill & Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill & Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill & Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
We head to the top of the fifth inning. The switch hitter David McCabe steps in. And the new righty, Nick Merkel, enters for the Shuckers. It's a 6-0 Embraves lead in the top of the fifth inning. The righty Merkel delivers his first pitch. McCabe rolls it right side of the infield. Backhanded by Murray. It short, gets to his feet. Fires to first. It's in time. And that retires McCabe for the first out. One out. Nobody on. And the righty Ethan Workinger digs in. Merkel delivers. It misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Merkel is in for the righty Chase Costello, who goes 2 1/3 innings. Allows one hit, no runs, one walk, and one strikeout. He throws 30 pitches, 20 of them for strikes. The 1-0 delivery. Workinger checks his swing. The first base umpire says he does not go, and the count goes to 2-0. Also, by the way, the Embraves have made a change in the lineup. Cody Milligan is out of the game. Bryson Worrell is now in his spot and playing center. The 2-0 delivery. Workinger swings and misses, and the count goes to 2-2. Merkel makes his 40th appearance of the year, 37th out of the bullpen. The 2-1 delivery. Curveball misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. He has a 3.48 ERA in 77 2/3 innings, 32 walks, 86 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 208 against him. The pitch is a called strike two on the inside corner, a fastball at 94, and the count goes to 3-2. The 3-2 pitch misses up and in. And it's 4. Workinger walks for the second time tonight. It brings up the righty Adam Zabrowski. Zabrowski's 0-2 tonight. He's flown out to right and grounded out to short. It is a 6-0 Embraves lead over the Shuckers. One out, one on. in the top of the fifth inning. Merkel delivers. It misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. By the way, we'd like to say a big hello to Joe, who's watching right now on a plane to Venice, Florida. A big hello as well to Kane and Sarah tuning in from the ballpark tonight. The 1-0 delivery. Check swing on a knuckle curve low, and the first base umpire says he goes around. And the count evens 1-1. We'd also like to say a big-time hello to Joe tuning in from Sarasota tonight. Counts it a ball and a strike. Randy Zabrowski against the righty Merkel. The 1-1 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Smacked out to center. Hall is back on. It reaches up and he hauls it in. It was a line shot off the bat at 111. And Zabrowski hit it right to Hall. Now two out and a runner on for the lefty Bryson Horn, who's 2-for-2 today. Time for a check of the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Top five, Smokies 1, Barons nothing. They're through 4.5 in Pensacola. The Biscuits lead the Blue Wahoos 3-2. And Rapid City is up 4-0 on Chattanooga in the fourth. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. The Lookouts trying to win today and tomorrow to avoid becoming the fourth AA team since 2005 to 90 losses in a single season. The 1-0 delivery misses up, and the count goes to 2 balls and 0 strikes. The 2-0 delivery. Horn smacks it foul, first base side, off the side rail. Sputters down to the Shuckers bullpen. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. The 2-1 pitch is smacked foul, out of play down the third base side, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, knuckle curve low. Miller plucks it up, smacks the tag on Horn, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're halfway through in Biloxi. M Braves 6, Shuckers nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Welcome you back to Keesler Federal Park. It is the bottom of the fifth inning. Shuckers down 6-0 in the penultimate game of the regular season. And the righty Ian Mejia faces the righty Adam Hall. The first pitch. Hall shoots it first base side off the sidewall all the way down to the Shuckers bullpen. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Harold Chirino is starting to warm. Today might be the day where the Shuckers start to empty out the bullpen to make sure everybody gets some work in before Tuesday. The 0-1 pitch. Hall chops it foul, third base side. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Hall's 0-1 tonight. Shuckers have been held to one hit. They've been held scoreless for their last 13 innings at the plate. The 0-2 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. Yesterday, they were shut out in a 7-0 loss against the M Braves. Today, they're down 6-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. The 1-2 delivery. Hall drives it towards center, and it's down for a base hit. Well, the Shuckers get a base runner, and Hall extends his hit streak to 3 games in a row. Now in the bullpen, it is Harold Chirino who is warming up for the Shuckers. And Ethan Murray now digs in from the right side. Murray 0-1 tonight. Mejia delivers. Murray takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Hall's off first. Horn holds him on. The pitch. Murray rolls it to short. Conley gobbles it up, fires to second for one. Bunnell to first in time. It's a 6-4-3 double play, and now two away for Xavier Warren. By the way, in our text the booth line, we would also like to say a big hello to Mason Hubbard, who's tuning in from the high home cam here at Keesler Federal Park on our camera crew tonight. The pitch to Warren misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Warren 0-1 tonight with a fly out to center back in the third inning. The pitch is a called strike at the knees. The count evens 1-1. Shuckers trail it 6-0 on Hispanic Heritage Night at the ballpark. The pitch popped up. Now towards left. Workinger stands under. And he makes the catch. Took a while to come down. But Ian Mejia, 5 shutout innings in his final start of the regular season. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, nobody left on base. 6-0 M Braves after 5 on the Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey, everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Harold Torino enters for the Shuckers as we move to the top of the sixth inning. It's a 6-0 M-Braves lead. Torino comes in for the righty Nick Merkel, who's done after a scoreless inning of work. No runs, no hits, one walk, one strikeout in 16 pitches. And now gives way for Torino. The right-handed arm out of the stretch, even with nobody on, delivers home. First pitch is a fastball, and it's a called strike at 95 miles an hour. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Ogins is 1-for-2 tonight. He grounded out to a double play back in the third inning. The 0-1 delivery. This is low, and the count evens 1-1. Torino makes his seventh appearance of the year, 8 2/3 innings with a 6.23 ERA in Biloxi, two walks and 13 strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch misses off the outside corner, flies to the screen at 96. And he falls behind to the count, two balls and one strike. The 2-1 pitch. It's a called strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, tipped in and out of Miller's mitt. Kind of in the inner part of the right thigh as well. And he takes a moment, count stays at 2-2. That foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor, 228-641-9167, or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Miller gets an extra moment or two outside home plate. That is not a fun situation to be in. He's trying to walk it off right now. Ogins digs back in. It's a 6-0 M-Braves lead. We're in the top of the sixth inning. The 2-2 pitch. Misses off the outside corner. Slider at 82. The count goes to three balls and two strikes. The payoff pitch. Chopped towards third. Warren charges. Spears an ankle high. Fires to first. It's in plenty of time. And Ogins is retired. Time for a check of the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers organization. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. We'll start on the minor league side. All right, now we'll go to the big league side. 1-0 Brewers in the bottom of the first inning against the Arizona Diamondbacks. It's a light day on the minor league side. The pitch is a called strike. Fastball at 98, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Nashville was set to play a doubleheader against the Memphis Redbirds, though both games postponed tonight due to rain. The 0-1 pitch. Bunnell takes a curveball low, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Bunnell swings and misses. Fastball at 97. And the count goes to 1-2. The only other team still playing baseball in the organization, the Wisconsin Timberrattlers, off today because they're getting ready for the championship series. Game one is tomorrow at home. The pitch fouled back, and the count stays at 1-2. At home against the Lake County Captains, the IA affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. It's a best of three Midwest League Championship Series. T-Rats trying to win the league title for the first time since 2012. The pitch smacked first base side and foul all the way to the Shuckers bullpen. And the count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. The pitch smacked foul off the instep of his front foot. And the count stays at a ball and two strikes. The 1-2 delivery is driven out to left. Sparks is back on it at the warning track. Into foul territory, reaches up right in the corner, and he makes the catch. The tire's been out for the second out. And with two away and nobody on it, brings up the righty Brandon Parker. Two out, nobody on, 6-0 Embraves. Chirino deals. It's rolled to short. Murray charges, gloves it waist high, fires to first, and that ends the inning. And Chirino throws 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through 5.5. It is 6-0 Embraves on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Ian Mejia continues on for what has been a terrific start as he starts for the final time this season. He's gone five shutout innings. He's faced two over the minimum and faces the righty Casey Martin to begin the last of the sixth inning. The pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers trail at 6-0. Six runs, seven hits, no errors for the Embraves. No runs, two hits, and an error for the Shuckers. The 1-0 delivery. Martin takes up and in. It almost gets him. But instead, the count goes to 2-0. The Randy Mejia delivers. Fouled back and out of play. Off the very top of the press box. down into the first row. Count goes to two balls and a strike. And Braves broadcaster Chris Harris almost had to deal with the baseball coming into his booth. The 2-1 delivery. Martin takes up and in, and the count goes to 3-1. Though out of every broadcaster in the Southern League, Chris Harris is probably the most accomplished on the baseball side of things. Former All-State selection in Tennessee back in his heyday. The 3-1 pitch misses up and in, and it's ball four. In fact, he held the state record for most career RBIs until Nicky Delmonico broke it, who now is a coach with the Birmingham Barons. Darian Miller digs in. One on, nobody out. 6-0 M Braves in the bottom of the sixth inning. Ronnie Mejia comes set. Now the pitch. Miller takes a strike on the inside corner, and Mejia gets ahead. The 0-1 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch lifted out to left, working her in on it, and it drops in for a base hit. Martin to second, working her picks it up and fires it in. Now two on with nobody out for the lefty, Connor Scott. Scott today is 0 for 2. Ground out to first and a fly out to left. Checkers trail it 6-0. All six runs in this game came in the top of the second for the M Braves. Mejia delivers, misses inside. Good job by Zabrowski to block it up. And the count goes to 1-0. Mejia comes set. Now delivers. Scott takes off the outside corner. And the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 delivery. Scott fouls it off Zabrowski's mask and back to the screen. And the count goes to 2-1. Miller's at first. Martin's at second. We're in the sixth inning of the penultimate game of the regular season. Shuckers will finish out the regular season tomorrow at 1:05 before game one of the playoffs on Tuesday. The pitch, Scott swings and misses. Change up at 83, and the count evens 2-2. It's a 6:35 first pitch time on Tuesday, 1:05 tomorrow. Fan Appreciation Day and Princess Day at the ballpark. Tuesday, Brew Crew Tuesday deal with some drink specials at the first and third base beer gardens, and it's also the first playoff game in Biloxi since 2019. The 2-2 pitch misses low. Zabrowski blocks it up, and the count goes full check back to second. Martin took a couple of steps towards third. He's back to the bag. And the count is full. Should be a lot of fun at the ballpark on Tuesday. Again, first playoff game for the Shuckers since 2019. In game five of the Southern League Championship Series against the Jackson Generals. The 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Pitch low in the dirt, Martin off to third. Zabrowski grabs it, fires to third, but it's not in time. Martin moves up on a wild pitch. Scott strikes out on a changeup at 84. And it brings up the righty, Brock Wilkin. Checkers have their first run of the day 90 feet away. And their home run leader, Brock Wilkin, digs in. It's a 6-0 M Braves lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. Mejia delivers. Woken takes the strike on the inside corner. And Mejia gets ahead in the count. No balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Woken tonight is 0-1. He floats a right back in the first inning and drew a walk in the fourth. The 1-1 pitch. Woken drives it foul ball. First base side and out of play. The count goes to a ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch misses low. Zabrowski blocks it up, almost sneaks by him, is able to just get a glove on it as he went down. And the count's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's quite the lengthy outing for Mejia. Into the sixth inning. It's just the second time since the All-Star break that he's worked into the sixth inning. The 2-2 delivery. Woken swings and misses. A cutter at 87. And now two away to the left, Ernesto Martinez Jr. Two out, runners in the corners. The Shuckers trail it 6-0. Martinez takes a couple of practice swings and now digs in. 0-2 tonight. Ground out to short and a fly out to center. Mejia deals, fouled back. And a hefty cut from the lefty. Count goes to no balls and a strike. Martinez has been a star for the Shuckers in the second half. And there's a chance the Shuckers are not in the playoffs right now without the offensive ability that Martinez has brought in the second half this year. The pitch, it's chopped right side of the infield. Bunnell over, spears it at second, fires to second, and it's in time. It's a fielder's choice. Miller's retired. And that ends the inning. No runs. One hit, no errors. Two runners left on base. We go to the seventh. 6-0 M Braves from the Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with 2 locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kivett Street in Biloxi.
Chapel Roan blaring at the ballpark between innings, and we go to the seventh inning between the Shuckers and the M Braves. Penultimate game of the regular season in front of a terrific crowd at Keesler Federal Park. It's the switch hitter Cal Connolly that digs in. Pitch from the righty Chirino. This is off the outside corner for ball one. Crowd officially just announces 3,851. The 1-0 delivery misses low, and the count goes to 2 balls and 0 strikes. Chirino's out for his second inning. He went 1-2-3 in the sixth. 2 ground outs and a fly out to left. The 2-0 delivery. Lifted down the left field line. Sparks is after it, and it tails foul. The count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Crowd of over 3,800 tonight. The Shuckers' largest crowd since July 3rd. They had 5,700 in the ballpark. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 2-2. Great crowd for Jackson Churio's bobblehead night on Hispanic Heritage Night. It's one of the coolest bobbleheads across minor league baseball. The 2-2 pitch. Connolly chops it foul first base side. The count stays at 2-2. Churio, a proud Venezuelan. The bobblehead is him holding a Venezuelan flag. The 2-2 pitch. Chopped first base side and foul. And the count stays at 2-2. Connolly tonight is 0-3. Two ground outs, and he reached on an error in the second. The 2-2 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes full. Chirino delivers. Connolly takes up and away, trying to down a curveball at 81, but instead it's ball four. And for the first time tonight, it brings up the righty Bryson Worrell, who came in as a defensive replacement for Cody Milligan in the fifth inning. Worrell digs in from the left side against the righty Chirino. One on, nobody out. 6-0 M Braves in the seventh. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner at 95. Worrell this year sitting 129. Today's his 21st appearance with the M Braves. 191 OBP and a 417 OPS. The 1-0 delivery misses low. Take that, the count evens 1-1. Chirino comes in, infield shifts towards first. The pitch is a called strike. Curveball in the outside corner. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, runner off to second. It's a curveball, smacked foul first base side. The count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 96. Worrell's down on strikes. One away for the switch hitter, David McCabe. It's a 6-0 M Braves lead in the top of the seventh inning. Conley's at first. McCabe digs in from the left side against the righty. Chirino deals. McCabe drives it foul. Out of play in the third base side. And the count goes to 0 balls and 1 strike. A foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Conley dances off first. Now the pitch is a called strike. Curveball at the knees at 82. And the count goes to 0 balls and 2 strikes. The 0-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Fastball off the outside corner at 96. And it's back-to-back strikeouts from Chirino. Two out, one on. And the right-handed hitting Ethan Workinger digs in. Shuckers bullpen's done a fantastic job tonight. You've now gone. First, the pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. You've now gone five innings in the bullpen. They've allowed just one hit, no runs. Blake Holub starts to get warm. The 0-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Slider at 83. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two away. A light rain starting to fall. The 0-2 pitch misses off the outside corner. Fastball at 98. And the count goes to 1-2. There's a cell to the north of Keesler Federal Park right now. It looks to be breaking up on its way down to Biloxi. Hopefully it doesn't hit too hard. A little bit of a light green on the radar. Lighter color, the better. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Curveball off the outside corner at 84. Chirino strikes out three in the inning after the leadoff walk. And it's time to stretch. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. It's time to stretch in Biloxi for the final time on a Saturday night in the regular season. 6-0 Embraves from the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
It is a 6-0 Shuckers deficit, and the pitch from the righty Ian Mejia is a called strike one against the righty Lamar Sparks. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. It is really starting to come down out there. You can see it pounding on the video feed as Sparks digs in. The 1-1 pitch. Misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Everybody's gotten out from their seats. We are continuing to play through things. The 2-1 delivery. Sparks fouls it back, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. The righty Mejia deals. Swing and a miss. Zabrowski blacks it up, slaps the tag on Sparks, and that's the first out of the bottom of the seventh inning. A lot of credit to this umpiring crew for letting these guys continue to play through this. Again, it's a 6-0 M-Braves lead, and it is pouring here in Biloxi. The righty Mejia deals, and Hall rolls it left side of the infield. Conley at short, runs to his left. He stops it, but he overruns it. It is a base hit for Hall. He has a multi-hit day. And now one on with one out for the righty, Ethan Murray.
Now back to shortstop number one, Ethan Murray.
Shuckers Tarp crew is ready to go if needed, but hopefully that is not the case right now. One out, one on. The pitch is a curveball and a called strike one. It is almost cascading down across the field. You can see the wind moving. Call it a summer shower. A summer shower on September 14th. And we are going into a rain delay. The crew chief, Ryan Van Ranken, waves everybody off, and on comes the tarp. They're rolling it down the left field line. We have entered a rain delay at 7:56 Central Time on a Saturday night. It is a 6-0 M-Braves lead over the Shuckers. And we've entered a rain delay here at Keesler Federal Park. 6 runs, 7 hits. No errors for the M-Braves. No runs, 4 hits, and an error for the Shuckers. We'll see how long this thing goes on for. Hopefully not too long. It did not look like a super large band of rain on the radar. Hopefully it doesn't stay too long, but we've entered a rain delay in the top of the bottom of the seventh inning. It is a 6-0 M-Braves lead over the Shuckers. Ethan Murray has stood in the box and is practicing a bunt. As both teams laughing as the Shuckers tarp crew now pulls the tarp onto the field. With the rain coming down, the good thing is it's not coming down super hard at the moment, so there's no issue with the field being wet when they take the tarp off, keeping everything dry. Well, it's a 6-0 M-Braves late. We'll have updates for you on the Shuckers social media pages at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter and at official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. It's a 6-0 M-Braves lead over the Shuckers. For now, we'll send you back to your regularly scheduled programming again. Make sure to check things out on Biloxi Shuckers Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram pages for the most up-to-date information, including a restart time. We're in a rain delay. Bottom seven, one out, one on. Again, this game has crossed the point where it is official, so if the two teams are unable to resume the game, then it will go down as a win for the Mississippi Braves. But for now, we'll send you back to your regularly scheduled programming on Cruisin' WGCM, and we hope to talk to you soon on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
From the Premier Ford Waveland Studios, your hometown Ford store, this is WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, Cruisin' 100.9.
Untrue, you know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. We'll be right back. hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Cruisin' day and night. This is Cruisin' WGCM.
When the truth is found to be.
a girl watcher. Here comes one now. I was just a boy when I threw away my toys. I found a new pastime well on. Whenever I detect members of the other sex, I play the game I do so well on. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now.
Hang on for more Boss Tunes, Cruiser Music, here on Cruiser WGCM, right after this.
Cruisin' through one great memory after another. Cruisin' WGCM.
Turn, turn, turn.
You don't have to be behind the wheel to cruise. We're cruising WGCM.
Stay. more cut in your strut, more glide in your stride, more dip in your hip. Cruise and WGCM.
And WGCM. Let's cruise, baby.
Today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow, in the sweet music on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
I got a spare. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone. I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone. I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone. I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter.
Cruisin' 24/7. That's why we're here. You found it. Cruisin' WGCM.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my
409. My 409.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Nothing can touch my 409, 409. Ooh, giddy up, giddy up, ooh, giddy up, giddy up, ooh, giddy up, giddy up, ooh, giddy up, giddy up.
When I take her to the drag, she really shines. Always turns in the fastest time.
Giddy up, 409.
My four-speed dual quad positive traction
409. 409.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up,
409.
Giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up, 409.
Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409.
Telling tales and biting nails are gone.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
We welcome you back to Kiesler Federal Park. We left you in a rain delay starting at 7:52. We're back here at 8:39 to let you know that today's game has been called after seven innings. The final score, M-Brave 6, Shuckers nothing. Jay McBlake alongside you on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. The M-Brave, 6 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. The Shuckers, no runs, 4 hits, and an error. Ian Mejia gets the win. He improves to 8-7 on the season. He gets credited with a complete game shutout, while Adam Seminaris is tagged with the loss. He falls to 1-8 on the year. The Shuckers fall to 65-69 on the season, 35-32 in the second half, while the M-Braves improve to 63-72 on the year, 32-35 in the second half. However, just like last night, today's game, no implications on the playoff standings. The Shuckers have locked up a wild card spot. No matter what, they will be playing at home on Tuesday against the Montgomery Biscuits in Game 1 of the Southern League Division Series before heading up to Montgomery on Thursday and Friday. Shuckers will finish out the regular season tomorrow with a 1:05 p.m. first pitch, an early start time against the M-Braves. We'll join you with pregame at 12:45 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Neither team has announced a starter, but we'll have those before the game begins tomorrow. Make sure to check the Biloxi Shuckers social media pages for all up-to-date information regarding starters and tickets to tomorrow's game. It is Fan Appreciation Day at the ballpark. It is also Princess Day at the ballpark. Ariel, Belle, and Elsa will be in attendance for meet-and-greet opportunities. Select players will also be available for pregame autographs in the Shuckers shop prior to the game, and fans can receive a Shuckers poster presented by Melee Printing. Again, your final score on a Saturday night completed early in seven innings due to rain at Kiesler Federal Park. M-Braves 6, Shuckers nothing. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 12:45 pregame, 1:05 first pitches. The Shuckers will round out the regular season with their final game against the Mississippi Braves in franchise history. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night, and we hope to stay dry.
This has been a presentation of